Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know where these dildos are, but I said 10:15 sharp. They'll be, you watch, they'll be scrambling in here like a bunch of rats, a bunch of cockroaches. Here's the horse tooth bitch, late, 34 seconds late for horse tooth.
He had to ask me some questions.
Sorry, I was putting together the thing
scrambling. Excuse. I said 10:15.
No, I lost track of the time.
Sharp. All right. And I fired it. Blitz will tell you, I fired it fucking 00, kid. Boom. We're still not on. Blitz is late, too.
No, we're on.
I don't see us.
So YouTube is delayed, like, way delayed.
Oh, way delayed?
Yeah, YouTube's like 30 or 40 seconds.
Oh, for real?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is all that money new money?
What do you mean?
Donkey Teeth $4.99.
I think that Donkey Teeth was from this morning.
I do think Donkey Teeth was from this morning, okay. but everything from here on out.
Correct.
David Hernandez, $50, kiss ass.
He's like, I stole my mom's debit. I'm going strong. So every Wednesday, we will either
that one
be.
Didn't show up.
What? What?
That David Hernandez thing didn't show up in the alert box.
It did on ours.
No, it showed up in the chat, but not on the screen.
Oh.
I don't know why.
I don't know. You're.
But whatever.
Anna, you did you hit your camera, because we can only see her.
Hang on, I gotta.
No, don't you do it. Let's see if she can.
No. I know it's software.
Or she could just move the camera.
No, it's not. Maybe it.
Yeah, it probably is.
No, it's not. Hold on, watch.
Blitz runs the world over there.
Bam, and then bam. Come on, go. Okay, there we go.
So every Wednesday we're gonna be live on YouTube. And whether it's doing, like, next Wednesday, we'll be live from the parking lot, and a power pig hello at 1999 and a bitch A1. Thank you. Congratulations to Lummy and Ashley, which, by the way, we will have a on-air baby shower. Well, it'll probably be on a Wednesday as well, Lum.
Sweet.
And Blitz, so much for your software, because I can only see on his left shoulder still. JVC, here, really.
I've already fixed it.
Okay.
It's a delay.
It's like way delayed. I fixed it.
All right,
delayed.
I got it. Chill out. Woo.
There I am. Hi.
Anna, what the fuck? Do you have a trash bag there for?
She's snacking, Bubba. Look at that.
Are you like a fucking bag lady?
She is.
Hello?
She's got a choke on her watermelon. She's scarfing down.
Anna, can you just get a little plate of watermelon and we don't have to have the, you know,
she's
the,
gonna
the,
die.
The trash bag?
Hold on. She would just take the bag and put it on the ground or something. Yeah, there you go. That's way better.
Yeah, Anna. I mean, Jesus.
Well, I was scrambling because I was late. I felt bad.
What a rookie fucking move. Right across the board, rookie move.
I'm sorry.
Rookie move on the fucking trash bag on camera, and a rookie move on being 34 seconds late.
Wookie move.
When I say 10:15, motherfuckers, it's 10:15. And what's up with the bag? Like, why don't you move the fucking bag?
I just did. It's severely delayed.
You mean, Lummy's
like
what? Lummy's what?
Severely delayed.
Yeah. So every Wednesday we'll be live here on YouTube, and we're trying to build up our YouTube presence. We got 463 watching. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
You can super chat as well, David Hernandez. And who was the 19th?
Power Pig, hello!
Yep.
Power Pig, hello. Anna, we're doing a radio show. It's like you're at a fucking Golden Corral buffet here.
You
could have eaten in 15 minutes. You had 15 minutes you could have fucking eaten, right?
Yes.
What did you do? Listen, I'm not mad at you, babe.
Yeah.
But, like, what did you do for that 15 minutes? Let's just go through the entire process here.
So I was sitting here probably for about five, just doing zoning what? Out on Instagram, watching things. And then I was like, oh, I should probably get some fresh air. So I go outside, and then I was outside, and then I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be outside. And then I went back inside.
Why shouldn't you be outside? In fact, I didn't even,
well, I mean,
I didn't even get a chance to go outside today. Like, I am fucking run down.
Let's move on from that. And so
then
next.
And then I went.
No, hold on. What was she doing outside?
No, Bubba,
just getting fresh air.
Bubba, just move on. You know,
I was outside with the goats and the ducks. Woo, little lummies.
Yeah, I was just outside.
Yeah, yeah. Can't be outside. Yeah.
Plain sight. So then I come.
Scum, big gulp. $20 and a bitch you want. Love those lesbians.
I am delayed.
And then I went to the bathroom and then I went and then I was talking to Blitz and eating watermelon. And I got
it's
I lost
on my
track
fault.
Of time.
I was talking to her for 1 minute. It was on my fault.
Well, let's just, you know, 10:15 is 10:15.
Yes.
The cartier.
Let's have some type of fun. And Lummy, you were late. What's your excuse? Anna basically didn't have it. She just fucked around.
I before Ashley was going to get here, I wanted to make sure the board was set up, and I was feeding the ducks and the goats, and I ran back in here as soon as I saw 10:15. But I was trying to get the board ready so there was no delays.
Because
I know you don't feel well. So
do I look a little like I just a little peaked?
Look a little washed out.
Yeah.
So I was trying not to bother you.
When I was at the gym all day today, I was like, oh, I just feel fucking
all day today, huh?
Well, no, for the little bit I was there, I was just like, man, I feel
run down.
Just run the fuck down, and now and then, like halfway through the show, I kind of got the sniffles, like
you
the pre cold sniffles.
You definitely
oh,
did.
No,
I actually turned to Cave halfway through the show and said, man, he's getting like something's going on because his sinuses are stuffed up.
Oh no, Bubba.
I got a little bit of a cough. Maybe I got to COVID finally.
Stop.
I wondered.
It's about time.
If this is the worst it gets, I can certainly get through this.
$10 cash.
I can get through this. Now, when you go get the shot, do they test you for COVID?
I don't think they do.
I just think they fucking shoot.
Yeah, but I don't think you want to get the shot when you have COVID.
Yeah, that's not good. Iggy McGillicuddy, $10.62.
Your body's already trying to fight.
Iggy says, Anna is an amazing, best talent on the radio. In the history of radio,
shut
simply
up,
spectacular.
He's being sarcastic.
No, be sarcastic all you want for $10.62.
Yeah,
$100.
I was with Iggy and Wizzy Saturday at East Bay.
Oh.
She's so cool. She's just got like a swagger about her. Does anybody know that other than me?
Oh,
no,
she definitely does.
She's just got like a
she's
real.
Really confident.
Yeah, just
you know?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Harvey hierarchy, but Harvey, whatever. He's hierarchy.
No, let me. You don't just go Harvey, whatever, when the motherfucker's
no,
throwing out 100
bucks. No, his nickname, though.
Yeah, it's hierarchy.
It's hierarky with $100 cash.
And don't forget about Chris Daniels.
$5.
Chris Daniels, the hierarchy for a $100 bill, y'all.
When Ashley comes in, we got to honk that baby out of her.
Oh, geez, shut up.
Oh, wait.
If we have her sticker sniz right up to the horn,
whoa.
And I would go,
whoa.
That might hurt the fucking baby.
Well, no,
that'd
actually kill it. You're not supposed to blow air into the vagina at that point.
<Doesn't>
We learned that from the doctor.
Bubby's a hair blow vagina expert over there.
That was his first question when he went to the doctor.
Hierarchy.
Can I blow air into her vagina?
What are you trying to give it a CPR deal?
By the way,
is her pussy on life support?
it's Wizzy and Iggy. They're now known as Whiskey.
Oh yeah, so. She's got the swag. That bitch is cool. They're called what? Whiskey.
Whiskey.
According to who?
Them both.
No, they haven't
Please.
Named they haven't named themselves that, you fucking ignoramus.
Yeah.
Okay. Wizgy. Wizggy.
And what would that be, Lummy?
Wizgy.
Has your wife indicated she's a little concerned on your baby's intellect, considering you made half of it?
What do you mean?
You think the baby's going to come out slow?
Well,
no.
We don't know. Hold on. We don't know that it's Lummy's yet.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, we have to wait till birth.
These testicles are swimming.
What if
write that in, Trapper Keeper.
See, and Iggy even
Ashley,
said it too. That's the Booker's call.
What
See?
If Ashley put her sniz right up to the right up to the stage where the horn, because there's a part
what
right
the doctor,
there in the corner.
Yeah. Let me, what do the doctors say about that?
Anna, will you do me a favor?
No, I'm not going to put my sniz there.
Anna,
the
just
out.
Wait. Please, just listen to me before you say no.
Okay.
I want you to go over there, and I want you to put your cup your hands on your, you know, like go like this. So you're like
over my pee-pee?
Country Girl 1999.
Love that bitch.
The bitch ain't won.
Love her. Yeah, like really cup your ears, but kind of like, you remember when you were doing the Packridge's grind?
Yeah.
And you're going, pam, you're whapping at.
Pam, pam, pam.
Can you put your.
Can you pam, pam it?
Can you go up to the, you know where the horn's at, yeah. Don't you? And just put, and then let me just hit it to see, does it cause a vibration in the vajayjay? But right. Make sure you really, really, really cover your ears and say, okay, ears are covered. I got to turn the lights.
You're going to make her pee herself.
No, she will not.
Oh, man.
Yes, she will.
We're toughening that bitch up.
Oh, is that what it is?
God, I feel so achy. I got to COVID.
Blast your ears off.
Anna.
I know,
Anna,
but don't do it.
Anna, I'm not going to do it until you say I'm ready.
Okay.
So just put, like, go to that stool. If you sit on that stool.
Yeah, upside down.
Anna, see that stool?
Wait. The stool.
Just sit on it facing the wall. Yes, just sit right there. Don't even move it.
Tell her
don't
she's
even
do-
move it. Just say, now put your...
Well, I mean, the horn's in this whole other side of the studio.
Oh,
though.
It is?
Yeah, it's under the stairs on the left.
It's on the other side by the stairs.
Oh, it's over by the stairs.
You don't even know where it's at.
Okay, motherfucker.
Over there by the stairs.
Go put your vagina over by the stairs.
Yeah, tell her to turn the stool upside down.
Can I sit here?
No.
Over by the stairs.
Go over by the stairs and then press your vagina against...
Put it on the glass.
Hold on, let me turn the lights on.
Hey, Lemmy, can you move her chair?
Anna, just
that's good.
No, like put your vagina against the stairs.
Move her mic. Move her mic. Move her mic.
That's really close.
Just swing it to the side.
Well,
thank you.
You don't have a baby in your pussy. It's not going to hurt you. No, Lummy, can you show her where it's at, please?
Her pussy.
I know where it's at.
Blow the horn. Blow the horn. Blow the horn.
Does it hurt your wiener? I mean, does it go on the ween? All right, Anna. So go, just put it right there.
Fish on J, $20 cash.
Fish Iggy on McGillicuddy, the J,
$10.62 again.
Anna, get real close to it, but really plug your ears, super good.
I'm ready. Go.
But no, put it right up there. Put it right up there. Here it goes. Here it goes.
What the hell?
Does it? Can you feel it in your vagina?
Yes, I can feel the vibration.
On your lips.
Oh wow.
It's just yes or no. Was your lips going?
I don't think you're making a farting noise.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $10.62.
I think they're making a farting noise.
I think they're going. I think.
Oh God.
I think
that was a lot of excitement.
I think
for
that's
my pousse.
I think that's what they did. I think internally. I think internally they did that. Man, we are just killing it. How many people we got on? Like over 700?
716.
Think we could get 1,000? Didn't we have 1,000 on for the cornhole?
I think.
Was that on Twitch?
It was like 700 or 800. That's right. It was on Twitch.
No. Wasn't the first week?
The first one was on YouTubes.
YouTubes?
Yeah, the YouTubes.
Plural?
Yeah, the YouTubes.
Fish on the J, $20, super chat. Love you, kid. On the YouTubes. You think we can? I mean, did we ever do 1,000 on the YouTubes?
On the tubes.
Have we ever been on? Didn't some of our fireside chats we were over a G ball on the YouTubes?
I think so, but I don't remember.
Man, I am fucking. I think I'm sick.
No. Do you want some water, Malone? I can feed it to you.
What's it made out of?
What?
What's it made out of?
Water.
What's water, Malone?
Watermelon.
No, I've had enough of that. I really, honest to God, I need to go home and just lay down and take some fucking, you know, get one of my high-low antibiotic deals, see if I can knock out. If it's a cold, I can knock it probably fuck out. If it's COVID,
Z-Pack,
then,
really?
Yeah, I got a Z-Pack. I got all that shit.
You want to put a warm cloth on your head?
For what?
You know, if you're getting a fever.
Just lay your dong on his head.
Isn't it supposed to be a cold cloth?
What am I? You lay your fucking dong on my head. What are you talking about?
That was Blitz on that one.
By the way, 719 clicks. We appreciate everybody that made the trek over here. We're going to do it every Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we'll be live from the parking lot. But it won't be from my phone. It'll be from Blitz's cameras, which they seem to like far better.
Oh, well, yeah. It's right. Way clearer.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up and whatever. But better yet, make sure.
Click the BizL icon.
Yeah, click the bell, the little bell thing.
Instead of for always, everything.
Yeah, everything. That way you get counted as a subscriber, and that's what motherfuckers
smash
really...
the like button.
Hello.
Subscribe.
Lummy, how about Bobby Enchiladas?
Bobby Enchiladas. Wow. Bobby Eichholz, $5.
What? Sir, what?
I said it's Al in Cincinnati. What's going on?
Hey, Al, you sound so much clearer today.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm calling you from my office hardline.
Oh, my God. If you could do this every fucking time, I would die a fucking happy man. Because that bullshit Metro Cricket PCS that you're fucking running is horrible.
Yippee-O Brando, $9.99. Bitch, I won.
He's made $752,000 on his wife, and he can't even get a new phone.
Yeah. Have you resolved any of that issue?
No, because they're still airing it, so we're just waiting until they stop renewing it, and then we'll go down that road.
Then you go down to like a forensic accounting deal, right?
Yep.
Yeah. How Cincinnati? Is it starting to get warmer up there now?
Yeah, and we're opening up. We took the kids to Reds game, the Reds kids opening day on Saturday.
How many people do they allow at Riverfront?
I think it was a quarter full.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the kids' zones, all that was open.
Who owns the team? Marge Schott doesn't own it. I mean, I know she died, but did her family keep it?
I don't know.
They forced her to sell it.
Oh, well, Lummy, then why don't you Bing or Jeeves, who owns the Reds? I know she owned it for years. And she was a real racist bitch. Was she not?
Yes, she was.
She is. The athletic center at UC, like the basketball stadium, I'm pretty sure is named after her.
The Marge, I Hate Black People Schott Center?
Yeah, there's the Schott's name is on that.
Yeah. Lummy Bing says Bob Castellini.
When did Bob Castellini, by the way, Will Wilson, $20.
Woo! 2006 is when he bought it. Marge Schott sold it in 1999 to Carl Linder Jr.
And then Linder flip it over to the other guy?
Yeah, to Bob Castellini.
The Reds, when's the last time the Reds were good? I can't even tell you.
I don't know. I moved here from Jersey 5 years ago, so I'm not.
My buddy, one of my good buddy, lives in Covington right across the river, on the hill, you know, the real expensive homes on the hill.
Rod Tones Beats, $5.
Yeah, it's like 20 minutes from where I am.
Yeah.
So my first question is, does Lummy know, or is it a surprise to him too?
I know.
Lummy knows.
Lum knows. I know. But we don't, or I don't.
I do.
Okay. The other thing, and Lummy could probably Bing this, you know, it's really going to piss you off. According to Forbes, Dr. Fauci was the highest paid government employee the year before even COVID hit. He made 40 grand more than even the president.
Cool. So Ashley's here. She's going to come in, Bubba.
Yeah, tell her to come in. And just
$417,608.
Tell her to just jump right in on three if she could.
She is, yep.
Perfect. Mama. I mean, when's the last time you fertilized that baby?
Last night.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Woohoo.
Did she say fertilize me?
Oh, fertilize me.
No, that's what you said. What did she say?
Fertilize me, Big Papa.
Hana, what are you eating?
A seed.
What are you, a squirrel?
What the fuck? Do you get weirder as the day goes on? I mean, what the fuck? Anyway, Alan, we love you, buddy, and thank you for being Hardcore Bubba Army, and don't forget to go to BubbaArmyStore.com now. I officially do my own merch now with some help. Are you Clem's Click or Blitz Click?
I didn't know callers were allowed to ask for permission.
Well, I'm asking, like, if you had to buy one of the two shirts to show your clickness.
I would probably be Bubba's Click.
That's called a Clem's Click, Alan.
Clem's Click.
All right.
Do you have kids stuff on there for my kids, or is it just adults?
No, just adults. We're trying to get some
girls. We're known for the kids stuff. Come on, I mean.
Well, no, my kids have Bubba Army onesies. You used to have those.
Yeah. Kind of got out of the onesie deal.
Yeah. All right, well, have a good one.
Hey, and you need to get out of the onesie deal, too, man. That means you got little kids. Shit, fuck that.
No, they're 7 and 4. We're done with that.
Yeah. Did you get cut? Did you get cut?
No, I haven't got cut.
I did. I cut the shit out of it.
She's got an IUD. We're good.
Yeah. Do you come in her?
Oh.
That's a valid question.
Oh.
I mean, really, is there any other way? I mean, that's the best thing.
Sometimes I like to finish myself off, though. Like, I like to pull out and then fucking jack.
I mean, I just, you know, you got to just keep going.
Holla 21, $20 cash.
All right, Alan.
It's an inside party.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Tell your hot wife.
Speaking
of
inside party, hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Mic's not on.
How are you doing?
Oh, she's got a scream or something. Oh, there we go.
I'm not going to scream.
Sounds like. I think this is a phone call. It's like he's like in a fucking bee, in a beehive.
These are Archie Lummy's bees.
Spawn!
See?
Yeah.
FTE from Ohio, Bubba. How are you, man?
Good, buddy. What part of Ohio, kid?
North Central, around Mansfield.
Yeah, I know exactly where that's at.
Yeah, big racetrack up here, mid-Ohio.
Yep, very familiar with that as well. What do you do?
Right turns and left turns.
Yeah, it's got both of them, man. Wow. I found you again from the old Sirius days, man.
Now, how long ago did you find us, bud?
Probably about a year ago. I joined the joined the site, started downloading all the Sirius, the old Sirius days, and listening and catching up.
Talking about Bub Army Radio, man, there's a ton of good shit over there, isn't there?
Burton's Law, $5.
Oh, man, it's fully worth the price of admission, man.
What is it, like?
I just love it.
$5.99, $6 a month, something like that?
I paid the whole year, and you save money doing that. I think it's like $100 for the year or something like that, man. And you can download everything.
Anything. Any fucking show that we have, like anything. They're all on there. They're all on there.
Man, I'm just so glad to have you back again, Bubba, man. I miss you guys. It's awesome.
Well, more importantly, man, you know I love fucking truckers, and I love what you guys do.
Bubba loves fucking truckers.
I don't like fucking truckers.
I mean, that's what you said.
I like truckers.
Oh.
Well, truckers love you, man.
Hammer down. Be safe, kid.
Yeah, thanks, Bubba.
All right, buddy. Almost 800 clicks here. So, Ashley, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm not feeling too good, so I'm going to probably stay away from you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because you're pregnant.
Much appreciated.
Now, have you been? Has there been any updates with little Lummy since the sonogram that I saw when we first announced it? Have you been to the doctor since?
I have not.
You've not. But when you did do the sonogram, the one that I saw, they did tell you the gender. You guys know what you're having.
Correct.
And are you preparing a room over there in the hood?
Very slowly.
You are? Well, if Lummy's preparing it, it's a slow process. Do you ever, Ashley, like as Lummy's in her fucking building and destroying shit and, you know, do you ever just say, honey, fuck.
Do you know what the fuck you're doing?
Ashley, do you
every
say,
day of my life.
Can you give us an example how that goes?
I'm not allowed to do new projects.
We're uncensored, right?
Yeah, we're completely uncensored, yes.
Why the fuck is this taking so long?
Right. Why the fuck?
That's a fair question.
When you said on the air this was going to be a Saturday-Sunday deal, we're fucking 3 months into it now, bitch. And I don't even fucking want this now.
Listen, the construction's a slow roll.
In your house.
One day project.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 weeks later.
Okay, listen. The Big Red and I had a problem after 2 days.
Big Red, that's the problem. You need to get him over the moor because that is a absolute building motherfucker.
He sure is.
He really is. And Iggy, I mean, just again. Oh, by the way, today at noon, the Get Fresh construction crew with the Nash Brothers, Hootie on Pills, Lummy, a creatine, Paper Tiger Travis, Big Red, Iggy.
Nashes.
And the double Nashness.
With
and
the breathing.
It kind of gives you an idea of what we do when we're together. We just fuck with each other nonstop. And so now, Ashley, how far along are you?
15 and a half weeks.
How many weeks is a trimester?
I think it varies. Like so the first one is 12 weeks, then it flips at 26 weeks.
All right. So you're in your second trimester.
I am.
Right. Just started your second trimester. Yep. And this goes to 26 weeks, second trimester?
Yep.
And then now, is the second trimester the most important with regards to, you know, just as the baby's incubating, so to speak? Like, this seems like this is where most...
pretty important.
The first is actually the most important. That's when the organs are forming.
And that's whether it's going to take or not, too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably when you're drinking the most if you don't know you're pregnant.
That's true.
Now, Ashley, the minute you found out you were pregnant, did you cut off? Because I know that you and Lummy like to kick him back, and Lummy has not stopped.
No, actually, what she did was she's like, hey, okay, one last night, Lummy, and they got just wasted.
Yeah.
I found out the morning of the pre-party, so I kept having to dodge the group shots and, like, run away from places.
Did Lummy said he fertilized the baby last night? Is that true?
Yes.
Gave it extra fertilizer.
He said he had to fertilize
extra
that
mulch.
Baby. Now, Lummy, there's a point where I think you can fuck right till you have it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you should.
And they say that it helps induce labor. So, like, literally right before.
Yeah, I've just looked up the different positions we need to do. How it gets that
what
long.
Are they?
How long were you?
It's a far different position than what she usually does to Lummy.
How far along were you when Lummy asked the doctor if blowing air up your vagina is good or not?
So, that actually, I don't remember how I found that out, but it causes an air embolism and would kill me instantly.
You fuckers did look it up?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh,
so, like, if we had you, listen, I'm not asking you this at all, Ashley, but if you were to put your vajayjay against the horn and I'd give it a little, you know, right there on the, like, would that give little Junior a headache?
I think it might kill me.
Because
kill
they
you?
Because the down. Air embolism kills me, not the baby.
Oh.
Which would probably kill
the baby. That might be such a bad deal. You get a wife that's fucking real mouthy, and you're like, I'd like to have that baby, but I gotta...
Call up fucking horn blasters.
Hello, horn blasters. Hey, Heller, can
what's
you get
biggest,
me a...
What's the biggest fucking horn you
can get? Can I get a K6, hey, two of them?
Heller, you know that fucking horn you took off the Top Gun
the
fucking
fog
boat?
Horn.
Yeah. Can I have five of them?
How much to borrow the foghorn for a week?
Yeah. You're taking her to the Lightning game just so she can get close to the horn.
Yippee-O Brando, $24.99.
And a bitch A1, Lum Lum.
And a bitch A1.
An 830. Should we wait till... Do you think that, one, we can get 1,000, and at 1,000 we will start doing the gender reveal deal? Or do you think that we probably can't get 1,000? And I guess getting 1,000 will require people to share us and all that kind of shit.
I mean, we can give it a few minutes and see.
Yeah, it seems like we're continuing to build here. Now, Ashley, have you and Lummy spoke? And obviously, you know if this is a boy or girl, and we're going to find out soon as well.
I thought you already knew, Bubba.
Well, I do. You want me to write it down? I'm going to actually write it down.
All right.
To see if I'm right.
I think I know, too.
How do you know?
Just because
guess.
Of... She's just other guesses,
loose
other,
lips. Like
I don't know. No one's told me.
No,
but,
no. I don't.
But
mean
I think that people have made like slip ups.
I have it on the other side of this post-it. All I have to do is flip it over, and I will. I wrote down
on
like
one post-it,
a pronoun slip or something.
Nope.
You know.
Let's hold on. I'll hold this. Post-it the entire time.
You don't have to do that.
Fucking negative Nilly over there. So, have you talked about?
Just hold the post-it.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it the entire time.
Are there two post-its?
Because you're a fucking asshole. No, there's
that was, hold on. That was the joke I made, actually. That's why he's doing that now.
Hold on.
I didn't hear
Here is. It's written underneath my thumb what I think it is. Boom.
Iggy McGillicuddy, $10.62. Shout out to the booker.
She is the booker. Now, hey. Ashley, have you guys talked about getting another child? I mean, making
just acquiring one or what?
Yeah.
Like on the black market?
Have you guys been looking on eBay and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, eBay, you know, Tinder, wherever they're selling babies.
Yeah, they're kind of expensive, though.
Mm-hmm. Wayfair.
Get that super chat going.
Where do you guys stand on making another one?
We'll see how this one goes. I mean, if this one sucks at the end, I'm not going through this again. We might acquire one on the black market then.
Did you have a lot of morning sickness?
Now, are
stuff?
You afraid that the kid might be a little, you know, bam, bam, bam. Look who made half this.
You got a 50-50 chance.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I'm pretty smart.
Ashley, you're smart.
I think I can carry this.
I think that you being smart gives the kid a chance.
You didn't peak at 8?
Yeah. I think you being like a 130 might maybe level out, you know, Lummy's 86, and the kid might come in at a 110 normal deal.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's above average.
Yeah. I think 100 to 105 is like average.
So 100 is supposed to be average.
All right,
but
so the kid runs in at a 105 just because Ashley's booking at a 130, but Lum's at a 79.5.
Bringing down the average.
Oh, he's already coughing.
Yeah, I got COVID. I absolutely got the fucking COVID. I don't even want to make out.
You need to go get it. You need to go
get Austin Wolf with $13.10 cash.
For real, you should go get a test. If you think.
I'm not going to get a test.
I mean, those are pretty quick now. I think the lines are short for those.
With the test?
Yeah.
Like 1 hour.
Don't they stick it halfway up your fucking nose?
No, not anymore. They don't.
They can stick it up your butt now.
That's in China.
I'll give them a fucking fart.
Oh, that'd be great.
Fart on the swab.
So Ashley, I think we're gonna do an on-air baby shower. We'd like to do that.
I appreciate it.
You need to give us a list so we can put Scout and Big Gulp, $20 bill.
Fish on J, $10.99.
Yeah, you need to come up with an Amazon baby list, which we honest to God, okay.
We have one. We just were waiting for today since some of it's gender specific.
David Hernandez and his mom, $20 cash.
You always say that mom part, okay, let me.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
my
right.
Lord.
So without further ado, do I need to turn the lights up a little bit so we can get the board going here?
Yeah, set the board up. Rhett's coming in with the camera.
All right, thank you very much.
I'm so excited for this.
Lummy's putting his high-vis Willie on.
Lummy, should I stand up, Blitz, so I can watch it live? Because if I watch it from the monitor.
Yeah, watch it live.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can stand up. I got polio, too.
What?
I got corona with a polio kicker. Whew.
Maybe you stay away from me.
Fibromyalgia.
Glenn.
Fibromyalgia.
Glenn. Fibromyalgia.
I got algae.
So there's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. exactly an odd number. Lummy said earlier it was 8. And it's like, what the fuck?
He's like, majority rules.
Yeah,
it was like, there'll be
some
blank
ones. There'll be like 5 and 3 or something.
Whatever, I don't know.
This is why we don't let Lummy talk at home.
Does he get a gimp mask the minute he walks in? Do you gimp him out?
I just give him a look, and he's like, oh, man. Yeah.
Lummy, I saw her look at you at the comedy club a few times, and she backs you right the fuck down.
Oh, of course.
Lummy, give me the look?
I will tell. Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Noted. As well she should.
By the way, Lummy, your high viz, that looks good. I like that. I like that.
Slimming.
Here we go. All right, Lummy, so here we go. This is, I love the little graphics. I love it all. I really do. All right, Lummy, here we go. Lummy, here we go. This
He'll
is
miss.
The, he'll miss. I promise you. Okay, that was blue.
One blue.
Lynn Bailey, 5. One pink. I think he knows which ones to throw it at, too.
I don't even know which ones to throw it at.
Oh, you don't? All right, hold on. We got one boy and one girl.
That was blue.
For real? Two blues?
Sorry, that was pink.
No, what the? Tell me.
What the hell? He's already
Ashley,
messed it
which
up.
Which one was it?
I don't know.
It's pink.
Oh, my God.
I think
God.
It was pink, Bubba. I think it was pink.
Pink and pink.
Oh, my God.
We're, what, three balloons in and we already messed it up?
Like the confetti is purple.
There's definitely more pink on the ground than blue.
Okay.
Two pink, one blue.
Hey, leave it to Lummy to fucking fuck up.
Blue.
Two blues.
Two pink.
Two blues, two boys, and two girls.
Oh, she's having 7 babies?
That was blue.
So
three boys. Now hold on. If any of these two balloons are blue, you're having a boy.
No. Wait.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. Mommy. I hope to fucking God there's a blue one on there. I want a boy so bad. She just gave him the fucking. He missed. Which, by the way, she just gave him the office to hit that one. It's going to be a tie. I guarantee this one's going to be a pink one. There it is.
Okay.
And then hold on. I'm going to tell everybody what the fuck I wrote down because we know it's coming now.
I know
it?
What it is, I think.
It's going to be black.
It's going to
be.
Surprise! It's Pitbull!
It's Pitbull! If there's black confetti coming out of there, I'm fucking doing a cartwheel like John Belushi.
Put your gun on
It's going to be pink. I promise you. Here we go. It's a girl! Yeah. You're having
that
a daughter.
That middle one had to be blue.
Wait, is it a boy?
Yes.
It's a boy.
What?
It's a boy, Bubba.
They did it wrong.
No, the middle one had to have been blue.
They did it wrong.
Ashley, are you having a boy or a girl?
A boy.
That makes me so happy. I'm so.
I worked a worker, huh?
You did,
yes, you
bitch.
Did.
You are a fucking bitch. You worked us. I even fucking called her out to comic club. And I'm like, listen, bitch, can't work a worker. I heard the slip up. You slipped up on purpose.
I did.
You did work a worker.
You said she.
Sure it is.
Thank
you
God
said
your
it.
Husband's.
I said our daughter is going to not like getting smacked around or something of that effect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, thank God that you're smarter than he is.
I mean, you actually have $10 cash.
Lummy, I wish you could work. Lummy, I wish you could work as good as your wife can. I am. Can I be honest with you? You know I've wanted a boy all along. I mean, I Lummy.
That's
fuck,
awesome.
That is. Now I'm going to like this kid. Fuck. I mean, Ashley, I didn't want you to have it. Fuck girls. They're nothing but trouble.
Champagne Zimmer, $9.99. A bitch ain't one.
Little boys are so much easier to raise. Like, you just have less problems. You don't got fucking people trying to creep and fuck up. Like, it's just so much easier. I've had
right.
a little boy.
Bye.
Throw on a little pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Little motherfuckers going out playing around. Whereas a girl, you got to get her all fucking yippee-yoed up.
Not true. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm a kind of a tomboy anyway. So
yeah,
the girl would have been
but
a
fuck
boy.
That girl.
Fuck that girl.
Fuck that kid.
Have you guys thought about names?
I am so fuck.
Really.
Lummy, I am so fuck. Are we
the sperm swims good? Are we
locked,
a boy?
Are we locked in though? Like we know it's a boy. Like,
yeah.
It's locked. You see,
it was
penis?
Blood test, Willie.
Okay.
Okay, yes, it's locked in then.
Oh, that totally makes my day, Lummy. I've been bummed. I'm going to be honest with you, Lummy.
Hey, Lummy, Bubba's glad that he was wrong.
No, I am so glad. I wrote daughter, and I was like, fuck, daughter.
Stupid bitch.
Fucking kid.
I looked at Lummy, and I was like, I can't believe I got that on him.
Yeah, no, yeah. Got me, man. Straight fucking got me too. Shows you I'm not all there anymore. I can let Ashley work the fuck out. Yippee-o, Brando, $9.99. Thank you so much. Oh my God, Ashley, you don't have to understand. Like, I'm actually super happy right now because I was bummed that you guys were gonna have a girl. Like, let me, if we had a boy, we could take the motherfucker out fishing and we could get him a quarter midget and we could do cool, you know, guy shit.
Yeah.
Uncle Blitz will show him how to fucking run an AK-47 at 3.
Fuck yeah.
We could take him to Monster Truck Show. We can put him on the fucking four-wheeler.
I'll show him how to milk a dog.
We'll show him how to piss outside.
That's right.
You know, all that, like yeah.
And then we get a lady. What, are we going to have an Anna?
What?
No, thanks. If there's a girl,
she's all fucking just, you what? Know, me.
Fun fact, the mother is me, not Anna.
Could you imagine?
I met someone that like still, babysit or hanging
here's,
out.
Here's the problem. When that girl gets to be like 16, 17, she starts getting cute. You got all these fucking weirdos up in the cut. Fuck, Lummy, you kill somebody. You kill, if your 16-year-old daughter lost her virginity to some fucking jack, you'd whip, fuck, oh my God. I know you're a pussy. Well, your wife would kill
the guy. Pete Cooker, $10 actually. Ashley would probably kill, and then I'd, yeah. Clean it
Hide
up.
The body.
I just want to let you know, little guy, you're in trouble. My wife's going to kill you when you get home. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not, but my wife is going to fuck your rap up. Oh, my God, Lummy, you're having a little boy. Have you guys talked about names at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
What, Warren, Bartholomew, Nicholas Jr., the third?
I thought it was Victor or something.
Whatever. We all don't really fucking know.
It's all a big
Are you going to tell us the name when you figure it out, or are you going to wait till birth?
Do you have some, some ones you're working through?
We're working through a couple W's, or you could say it.
Don't name it Warren.
I don't want to name it Warren. I don't want to.
I can barely say Warren.
The first thing I think of Warren is that guy from What About
Buffett?
Mary?
Of course.
Beans and Twinks. Twinks and Beans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't name it Warren.
No, I don't want to name it Warren after.
Not William. An old name.
Like, but it's a W name?
Why is it got Weston?
It doesn't have to be.
Oh, West.
Yeah, like Weston or Wyatt or
I like
or
Wyatt. Walker. I like
Walker.
Wyatt.
Walker, that's
I like
cool.
Wyatt. I like Walker.
Well, I like, you know.
Why not like an A?
Wayne.
No, not fucking
Wayne. Oh, sorry.
Fish on the J, $10.99.
Woo. Thank you.
Oh, my God, Lummy.
Bubba,
having
Bubba.
A fucking boy. Buddy, what?
No, I was going to say Bubba.
Well, you're not naming it Bubba.
Right after you.
Although Denzel did name his kid Jake Todd. Put my name in there because I'm his God deal.
Who's going to
be
$5?
Hey, who's going to be the godfather? Like, who's the God, you know, Big Red?
Isn't that a Catholic thing or no?
Yeah, it's a Catholic thing.
Well, it's kind of a Catholic thing, but it's also just kind of a life thing. Like, you know.
You can name him Wolfgang.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't know. We actually even talked about that one.
Walker. That's
like,
really cute.
Like Ashley picks like one of her female friends to be like the godmother. And then Lummy, you kind of pick like one of your guy friends to be the godfather. Like, you know, that's the way you do it. Like, I would think that it would be between Big Red, Hootie Hoo. Oh, God, Hootie Hoo.
It's going to be Sweet Lips Lou. Let's get real.
No, don't
Sweet Lips Lou Garrison.
Don't give him to Sweet Lips Lou. Ashley, if you had to pick one of Lummy's friends to be the godfather of your son that you're carrying in your little belly, who would it be?
Fine, I guess I will.
Are we talking BRN people, or are they in the mix?
No, just anybody that Lummy's friends with. Like, they don't have to be here that work here. No, not at all.
I mean, I think Blitz would be a great godfather. I don't really understand the rules of it, but
it's who would, if something, if like you guys got in a plane crash, who would raise your kid?
Oh, God.
I would do a great job.
Oh, your kid'd be so negative and fuck up.
No, I wouldn't.
They'd be like rugged,
sports,
though.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be sportsy, though.
Oh, that's true.
He wouldn't peak at 8 either, bitch.
Fuck off.
Ashley, but if you had to pick up a woman in your life, who would it be? Like, do you have a sister?
I don't. I'm an only child.
Oh. What would you do?
I would probably pick my friend Ashley, not Anna. Because she's like me and would probably kill somebody for anyone.
For the baby?
For anyone.
Lauren, September 25th is the due day, right, buddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I
thought for sure you were having a daughter.
You're so
Lummy,
happy.
You outsmarted me, buddy.
Well, good Lummy. No,
thank you, Bubba. Thank you, my
he
Lord.
He was not Lummy.
Now,
Lummy is, some people have said, an undercover genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've heard that from two people.
Yeah. Your mom and your...
No, here.
No,
here.
Me. I said it one time.
And Blitz said it one time, too.
Yeah.
Well, Lummy, I mean, like, what are you going to get? Like, what hobbies are you going to teach at Lummy? Like,
sports.
What are you...
Being out, rugged, like a rugged man.
I know,
man.
But like, are you going to lean to baseball, basketball, football? Don't make it play soccer.
Probably do
no, like, soccer's a good kid sport
yeah,
though.
Yeah. It runs them out.
It really is a good it's good for young kids.
Swimming, probably
swimming.
Yeah,
swimming not a swimmer.
I was.
No, Ashley was she was at all.
I was on swim team for a while. Played soccer.
Mm-hmm. Free sample. $49.99.
Oh my god. Free sample $234 with $50 minus one. I love that guy.
I probably a swimmer, baseball, football, basketball, soccer.
Anna wants to milk your newborn. I think that's a little inappropriate.
That's not true.
I think that's a little inappropriate.
I'm not going to milk a little boy.
Easy. Okay. I don't know that we should even be saying that.
Sorry.
Jesus.
It's not
Anna.
A dog.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't say I was going to. Who said that in
now,
chat?
Now, Mom, what did your parents say when you told them? Are they so fucking happy? Now, is this the first grandchild?
Well, technically for my mom, it's the first grandchild. And for my dad, it's the second one. But...
So white trash.
Yeah. So he...
So hold on. Your dad's already got a grandkid.
Yeah.
Is it a boy or girl?
Boy.
Oh.
But is he spoiled? Is he spoiled?
He's like 20.
Oh,
yeah, he's old now. But we brought over a shirt that said, you know, a grandpa shirt, and he top grandpa, and he's like, oh yeah, Marshall's coming. That's my nephew. He's coming into town, and we're like, no, I didn't bring you
idiot.
A shirt. To, you know.
Man, you're having a little boy. I am so fucking happy. I didn't want you to have a little. I was gonna have to act excited, like yeah.
But Jesus, down, Bubba, what if they have another kid and it's a girl?
Well, that's
a second one.
That's
fine.
In fact, that's what I would be like. Okay, now you bring the girl into the fold.
And I got to agree.
Fildo, $50 cash.
Lummy Light.
Woo.
I love Fildo. I'll see you Friday with your beautiful wife from Monster Truck Willie.
Your fucking 400-foot tall truck.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
so,
wired
now,
it up
now,
too.
But Lummy, I want you to know, like,
he actually,
guys...
actually, Big Fildo wants to know if he can actually just be a monster truck in the show.
Sure, Big Fildo can do whatever the fuck he wants. Lummy, but here's the deal: like, the next kid, I would want you to have a daughter.
Dave S. 999, Lynn Bailey 5.
That's kind of the natural. That's like the best case scenario:
really
a boy
is.
And a girl.
That's what I've always. That's what I've always said. That'd be
but
good.
You got to get that boy first. Like, you got to get that fucking boy first.
Because then he's older and can protect the daughter.
Got to have that fucking kid.
Yeah.
Willie Crane, remember?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to
have that kid.
I got to get this kid.
Are you good with that, Ashley?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
boy, girl.
But hold on.
I don't really have a say over it.
If you were to have a boy, that ain't bad either. Like, I mean, as long as the boy, it doesn't matter what. Like, another boy is fine. A daughter's fucking great. But as long as the boy's first, like, it doesn't matter what. As long as the kid's healthy. The
of
next
course.
One. And I think Ashley's going to be like, oh, I don't want it to make it to be an only child because I was an only child and I wish I had a playmate. And Lummy's too stupid to play with it, so we have to get another kid up in here.
I got
to
make another baby because I need someone with an IQ.
Yeah, I need to make another baby because I need two earners eventually because this motherfucker's dumb as the day is long.
Because Wiley is already two and is outsmarted his father.
Yeah, Wiley is already fucking doing, you know, better, more math equations than Lummy did. Lummy, what's going to happen when your kid needs help? I will tell you this.
It's hard
my son,
nowadays.
Listen. Tyler's a senior on Florida virtual shit. And I'm like, fucking buddy. He's like, Dad, I'm really stuck on this math fucking deal. And I'm like,
you have to stay stuck.
I'm like, buddy, you need to call Tara up or Grandpa or Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am. He's like, well, Dad, didn't you go to, didn't you graduate high school and go to college? I go, well, first of all, I graduated high school. I went to college, but I didn't really go to many classes.
No, the fireman call your bug.
So, like, school's really fucking hard. I bet you I couldn't graduate.
You don't think so?
You know what? Maybe we should one of these days take – isn't GED's graduation equivalent
it's a good enough diploma, GED.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like a GED, you can take a GED whether you're 40 and you never graduated high school or you're fucking 17 and you want to get out early, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the GED is a graduation equivalency. Like if you can pass a GED, chances are you would have gotten a diploma, right?
Yes.
I wonder if we could take GEDs. Like, and how long does it take a GED?
I'm looking right now. There's an. Let's do that.
What?
Yeah. PEDs.
What's a PED?
Performance enhancing
some
roids.
No, I'm not. I mean, Blitz is already on.
Not yet. I would like to be.
So.
I mean,
Lummy, do you think you could take a GED, a graduation equivalency test?
Oh, yeah. I'd
take it. Doesn't mean he's going to pass it.
Right.
I'd take it, and I'd ace that mother effer.
But do you think I would pass a GED? You think I could pass high school?
I don't know.
Fuck.
It's not
plus, I don't have the patience to read through it.
Well, that's half of it. And the other half is like, some of the questions on there are like, really, you need to study for. It's not even like general knowledge shit.
Like, I know the 16th president.
Okay. Well, if that's a question, you're good.
Mommy, do you know who the 16th president
sure
is?
Sure do.
Who?
Freed all the slaves. Man with the axe, Abe Lincoln.
There you go.
Wow.
Mommy, at what age do you think little Warren will be smarter than you? Six?
Country
girl, 20 how, bucks,
how
minus
old is
one.
He, how old is he right now?
He's 15 weeks. He's already smarter than fucking...
There you go.
The little peanut still is already smarter than Lummy.
Well, hopefully he doesn't peak at eight. So.
He won't. He's got the Ashley fucking advantage. Yeah. So anyway, I am, like, for real. Like, I can't hide my emotions very well, and I was going to have to... Like, I remember telling Blitz, man, that fucking sucks. Lummy's mm-hmm. going to have a daughter. Blitz's like, I know. And he's been working me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, fucking thank God you're having a boy. Boys are cool.
I know.
Can we get him racing?
Yeah, we could get a lot of things. Go to racetrack.
Well, I won't have my racetrack probably by the time he's ready to race. I'll probably be dead.
What? Oh. No, Uncle Bubba's going to be living for 20 more, 30 more years.
No, I'm
chill. Big Red, $150.
Ashley and Lummy are the best. He says, I'm the fucking godfather kid with a $150 large.
Woo!
Woo! Don't let Sweet Lips, Lou. I just don't have a good feeling about him. Ashley, I'm not trying to give you anything, advice.
He's probably listening. Hey, Sweet Lips.
Woo! Woo!
I mean.
Peace.
Ashley's going to be giving birth while he's filming.
I just don't think Ashley can call her mama up and say.
Lummy's going to be on air.
I don't think Ashley can call her parents up and say, yeah, you know, Sweet Lips, Lou is the godfather. I just don't think you can fucking do that, buddy.
Bubba, are you going to try to put the birth on Twitch?
Lummy, I don't care what she says. You're not going to the hospital. We got a fucking show to do, Lummy. You're going to be here.
Lummy,
you know. And he's so Stockholm to you. Yeah. Lummy, he'd be here.
Let's just get something straight, Lummy. Let's get something straight, Lummy. Of course you can have. Now, I don't know about a bereavement, like how much time I'm going to give you off to bomb with the
fucking
baby. Baby's
going to die?
Lummy, I'll let you have the day off, but you better get some fucking footage for YouTube, you son of a bitch.
I better see Ashley in the fucking stirrups. Kid poking through the snitch.
You want to Ashley, make sure the kid's born either Saturday or Sunday. Only days we're allowed.
All right, I'll try. Or at least in the afternoon.
Or the holidays that Bubba allowed.
Lummy, here's the deal. Lummy.
Yes.
I'm going, and I mean this. Not only can you have the day, like, of course, this is your first child. This is your wife. Like, this is, you got to be there.
Not only
but
can
I'll
have the day
also
off.
Give you a week off. I'll give you a complete week paid so that you can be there for Ashley right when she gets home. Like, I think that's okay. I mean, I wish I could give you more, Lummy, but you're fucking over and you're a major part of the program.
Right.
And please take him back after that week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just got a text from Ashley saying, listen.
Ixnay on the week off. Hey.
If you were thinking about week two, bitch, rethink. I need this motherfucker out of the house.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'd rather deal with a brand new newborn than this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
I don't need two babies around.
Lummy, can we get a picture of the little Lum-Lum, like, laid on your chest, like, you know, your bare chest, like, the little Lum-Lum and all
of
that?
Of course.
Lummy, are you going to breastfeed?
Do we need to put a new racing stripe on your chest?
No. Ashley gets full out on that deal. I've learned my lesson. Hey, Ashley, I think I redeem myself nicely with the beard deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're back in good graces.
I will never fucking do a racing stripe or touch his spaghetti chest hair again.
I appreciate that.
She was grabbing it last night, so we're good.
She was?
Yeah. And the back of my hair.
When do you need a beard trim? When do you need to go to Bubba Sassoon?
I probably say
couple
about
weeks.
A week. Yeah, a couple yeah. weeks. I say 2 weeks.
That beard's got to be on fucking point.
Ashley was behind him last night, just grabbing that.
That's
hair.
What I was thinking in my head.
No, Jim Foss, $9.99.
Hell yeah, ride him like a pony.
So
genuine.
Yeah, you can't hurt the baby. I mean, if Lummy blasts her, it could potentially hurt the baby. But her fucking the shit out of Lummy does nothing to the baby. Nothing. Just gives the baby a little ride. Baby's just in there fucking riding out a little bit. Lummy, I'm so enamored about what your kid's going to look like.
He's going to be a
little fucking thick, rugged little fuck.
Yeah, he's going to come out big. He's already like 3 days ahead of schedule.
Three days. Which is the fucking story of your life. You're not like years ahead. Listen, you know, we just diagnosed Warren, and, you know, yes, he's 5 years old, and, you know, he has the mentality of a 5 day plus 3 days, 5 years plus 3 days. He's 3 days ahead of the average 5-year-old. Usually they're like saying, well, your 5-year-old's like as fucking smart as a 10-year-old. Like, you know, they're telling Mommy he's fucking, he's got 3 day advantage on most 5-year-olds.
Well,
I bet your kid comes out. Let's try to predict how big the weight. Little
yeah, 15
yeah.
pounds, 9
no.
ounces.
No.
Oh, darn.
It's going to be probably 8 pounds.
Hold on.
You're not the godfather anymore, Blitz.
Lummy.
Yeah.
Get your little trapper keeper.
Got it.
And write little Lummy weight predictions so that you can refer to it at all times. And Lummy, we're going to start with you and Ashley. because she's carrying it, and she, I mean, now, Ashley, I got a stupid question. Can you kind of feel it in there?
Not yet. I think I've got another, like, 2 weeks before it's, that starts.
Is it, like, the size of my fist? Like, how big is it?
Yesterday, it said it was the size of a newborn baby bottle, but I've never had a baby before, so that doesn't really resonate with me.
A newborn baby bottle. Probably, like, maybe like this? Look.
Yeah, that seems about right.
It's like this. Yeah. Oh, it's like a little, this is like a little lummy right here. Little lummy. You can just like hold it just like that, like it's a little,
well, not yet. It'll be dead.
Teacup Yorkie.
I'm waiting for you to drop it.
Yeah, lummy, don't drop the fucking kid.
Okay? No. I got some mitts on me. I'll hang on.
Lummy, what's this? Is this your guys' registry?
Well, no. Cave put this thing up. I guess people can bet on.
Oh.
The all that stuff. And people, I guess 8 people have already placed a bet.
I mean, like, is it money? Take money?
No, it's no money.
Oh, it's just fun. Oh. Fuck this.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that.
Let's get, fuck, that's dumb. Let's sorry, Lynn and everybody else who participated. But we do need to get you registered because I promise you, Lummy, this is, in fact, Lummy, I think, outside of Tyler, this might be the first baby born. Well, did Dave Rice have his kids? I think he may have.
Yeah, Dave Rice had his kids before.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. So from the history of the show, let's say from 1996, the start of the 98 Rock Morning Show, to now.
Was the only one I can think of, maybe, and it would have been closest, Spicy
Natasha.
Yeah, I was
gonna say, yeah.
I don't think. I think that he was already gone.
Okay, that's wrong. He might have been.
I think he was already gone.
Okay.
So it might have been Tyler is the only guy or the only kid that's been born from a show member.
Cave was an intern.
Okay, Lil Cavey then.
Yeah.
So Tyler and Lil Cavey. And hey, at least we're keeping the boy tradition going
and
on.
And possibly Woo! Bald Bull, but we don't know because he kept everything a secret. Yeah,
supposedly Bald Bull had like 10 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the only ones that really count. Anna, I mean, we're doing a show. Can you help? I mean, you know.
Sorry.
She's eating seeds.
Anna, do you ever want to be pregnant?
I wouldn't like to be pregnant, I don't think.
Would you adopt?
No.
You don't want kids. I don't think you can do cocaine on the weekends and be a good mom.
That's the issue.
No, I don't think I'm gonna have kids.
I think you can recreationally do cocaine.
I don't think that's a good idea. Probably not good to risk it, but no, I don't see myself having kids unless I was in a situation like Lummy and Ashley, but I don't see that happening, so I wouldn't like try to push it.
Lynn Bailey says, Lummy, a blanket is being planned for the new baby.
Woo! Aww, thank you.
I am I'm ecstatic that it's a boy. Like, I honest I can to tell. God am, like, for real.
Yeah, you should be.
Like, I've been bummed out because I'm like, I really have. Like, I can't help it. I can't.
Yeah, he.
I can't
he
help my emotions.
He's
I can't
been
help
pretending
it.
All morning he had coronavirus just to get out of this.
I don't feel. I really don't feel good. In fact, Ashley, when we say goodbye, let me get out of here. And, like, I don't even want to.
Stay far away.
Like, I'd love to give you a big hug and fucking ear grip you and give you a beaned up on them titties, but I can't because I don't feel well. Like, I feel like I got a little bit of a cold coming on. I don't want to, you know, you're with child.
I appreciate that.
So, Lummy, I'm so fucking proud of you, buddy.
Thank you. What do you think it's going to be weight-wise?
Oh, okay, here we go. We got to write this down. Lummy, you first guessed.
10 pounds.
Whoa. Oh, you better hope not. That bitch big? Will fucking leave you if you tear her pussy up that bad.
Let him go with it. Let him go with it.
Wait, is that big?
Fuck yeah.
Hold on. What's a normal size kid?
No, just guess. Yeah, I got to go. Just your guess.
You fucking idiot.
10 pounds, 4 ounces.
I should be going to Dr. Diaco for a vaginal rejuve.
Look at Ashley's face.
Ashley, what do you think?
Kill me now.
Yeah.
6 pounds, 8 ounces.
Oh, small.
You could hope. That would be nothing on your pussy.
So inside.
I don't know if it's appropriate to say that or not.
Inside Iggy on that one is because I'm 35. One of our friends just had a baby and they had to induce her early because of her age.
I was wondering about that.
So.
Oh, so they may take it a few weeks early?
Yeah.
Are you going to get a C-section or a vag?
I'm just going with the flow. You can't really.
Oh, C-section.
Well, I can't, like, drive what happens.
But I did hear that the C-sections are tough, like the.
Yeah.
The recovery.
Yeah, like, it's tough.
You can't hold the baby or anything. And
yeah.
Do we really want Lummy being the sole right provider for the first 2 weeks?
No, and we can bring it right through your vag if it's in the sixes. And if you need a little vaginal rejuve, we got the guy to do it. Look what he did to your husband.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, he made that vagina really nice.
He did.
That butthole real tight.
So you're saying 6 pounds?
8 ounces.
Anna Hummel.
I'm going to say the baby's going to be 8 pounds and 2 ounces.
Ooh. Blitz.
I was going to say 8'7".
Cave.
8'5". He said.
I'm saying 7'4".
Ooh, that was me.
7'4". 7 pounds, 4 ounces.
Yeah, why? Surprised?
I think
too big, too small.
What about pomegranates?
A little bit on the big side.
No, it's not on the big side at all. That's normal.
For her?
Yeah.
What?
You seen those hips?
Oh, that's true.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't 8 pounds.
Do you need pomegranate?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Show Pomerani, what's your guess?
I got 8'1".
Fuck you for trying to short space me, bitch. We're Price of Right in here.
I didn't know 10 pounds was that heavy.
Oh, my God. If she had a 10-pound baby, that's big. That will tear her puss up.
Can I change it?
No. And if you do have a 10-pound, you're fucked because she's going to look at you and say, you big-jeaned motherfucker, bringing this 10-pound fucking kid into here.
Lummy, do you have any idea how much you weighed when you were born?
No.
I don't either.
Your mom said you were pretty small.
Did you know Larry Plummer? Might still to this day at the Murphy Medical Center, which is closed now, but when Kosciuszko County, he was one of the biggest kids. He was 13 pounds, almost 14 pounds. He was like 13 pounds, 14 ounces. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's tearing it up, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm.
If you have a 10-pound baby, Ashley's going to be so mad at you because it's going to be so bad on her vagina.
I hope I'm wrong.
And yet
she may not even have a vaginal birth at that point if it's too big to fit through the birth canal.
Yeah, I wonder what the cutoff is for that.
I don't know.
I think they can tell during birth if the baby's heart rate drops and stuff.
Well,
yeah, I actually think they monitor it the entire time.
Of course.
And then they make a decision whether you're going vag or a C-section, and if the kid's going through the birth canal okay and everything, then they push you right on out like a fucking lima bean. But if they're having some complications, and they literally be like, okay, fucking
let's
code
go.
Red, fucking we're going hip to hip on the cut here. Lummy, I
just found out how much I weighed.
How much?
8 pounds, 11 ounces.
8'11".
That's big.
I think I weighed 7 pounds, 8 ounces. I think I was skinny. That's the only time I was skinny. This is day one.
Day one.
Well, I Ashley, are you going to breastfeed?
Yeah.
Of course.
If I can.
Lummy, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. I already started working on it.
No, hold on. Lummy. Yes, I am. Let me just see if I can.
With the goats?
Yes, I am. .. I've already started working on it. Does that mean that you are breastfeeding from her already?
No,
the other way around. He's going to be the feeding.
Yeah, how I understood that.
Me too.
No.
Yes, I've already started working on it, as if you know you valve up on your wife's.
Oh no, he's going to breastfeed the baby.
No.
Yeah, the goats have been
right. That's what he said.
Never mind.
Ashley is going to breastfeed your son, and are you going to try to get up on one of them titties every once in a while?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you got to.
Good nutrients. Yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah, you got to.
It's good nutrients.
Did you ever try it, Bubba?
No.
Breast milk?
You never did?
Didn't even want to take a little tasty?
I breastfed. I breastfed from my mom, but I've never.
No, don't say it like that. I was breastfed.
I was breastfed. I've never. Tyler and mom and I were broke up by the time he came out.
So?
You never did.
I didn't say, hey, listen, I know we're in a custody battle here, but can I suck on dim titties?
I'm thirsty.
I know I'm going to see you in court next weekend as to how much I can participate in this kid's life, but you think I can get up on dim titties, get some milk?
But you know,
this conversation her and I never really had. What?
You've never been with a pregnant chick? Or one that just had a kid?
I've been with a lot of women. I don't.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You've been with like a severely pregnant chick?
Why not?
I found some great music.
You can't get her pregnant.
I can't get her pregnant either way.
Oh, that's true, but yeah. Back in the day.
Anyway, Ashley and Lummy, so congratulations.
Yes, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Can we expeditiously work on the stuff for the Amazon baby list, please?
Yeah, we'll get over to Blitz.
And then we can
yes.
And then we can have as we get this stuff in, we can, you know, like once a month or something, Ashley, open it up on a Wednesday, you know, have you come in here. Because it'll say, I mean, Blitz, it'll denote whether it's part of the baby shower, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, we'll have it, you know.
Why don't we just have one baby shower and say at this date so everybody sends whatever instead of her coming in.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, traditionally, what is the date of a baby? Like, how soon?
Like, 2 months before? A month before?
2 months before?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's due in September, September 25th.
Yep, which is a Saturday, by the way.
So what, July?
All right, so like the last, well, probably like maybe the first, like maybe the first week of August, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, by then you'll be what, 262?
Oh, because of the July 30th deal?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
July 30th is your 1 year prediction for your weight.
Oh, well, I'm not worried about it, but we're not trying to intermingle two stupid stuff.
No, but I'm saying you'll be looking
six,
really good,
you'll have 6 grand right. to spend, and you'll be looking
right,
good.
Right off 6,000 to put into a U.S. savings bond for a little lummy.
There you go.
So we can do it either on Wednesday the 4th or Wednesday the 11th or Wednesday the 18th. We'll just do it on a Wednesday on the YouTube deal.
Okay.
The Lummy and Ashley baby shower, and we'll have a list up on our Amazon. And, oh, my God, Ashley, the Bubba Army will take care of all of that shit.
Oh, I know.
I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
And have you already, you know, preparing a room? Well, there is no room.
Correct.
They need a bathroom before they get a baby room.
Bathroom's working.
The master bedroom's turning into the nursery, and the new master bedroom doesn't exist yet. It's in the backyard.
Oh, so you're saying that the new master bedroom hasn't even been built. It's a piece of dirt right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
But at least we got the baby's room.
That's right. See?
And the baby on the way.
And the baby.
Yeah. Ashley, I am so proud of you two. And I'm so fucking cool that it's a boy.
I'm so like, I'm just, like, you can just stop
Ashley,
there.
Ashley, I was going to have to fucking like continue, like for the rest of my life, lie to you about how happy I am you having a daughter. Like I have to act like, oh, it's such a beautiful little kid. Fucking wish he had a boy.
Plot twist. It really is a daughter.
Oh, Ashley, I will never speak to you if you're fucking with me and it's really a daughter. Like you promise.
A double work KPO?
Yeah, like a double reverse end around where I'm all you. Like I will be an emotional fucking basket case. I may take my life today. if it's really.
It's a boy, I promise.
Swear on everything. You swear on your baby and your belly.
I swear on the baby and my belly.
There you go. It's a boy. Yeah. Woo. Lummy, get the fucking house done.
I need to get
fresh construction crew to really fuck. I need to, you know, not worry about part two of my.
Take your fucking high-vis Willie and go get to work.
Yeah, start swinging a hammer for the kid. For little Lum Lum.
Congratulations, guys.
That's awesome. Woo!
Thank you.
Thank you to everybody that came over to here to YouTube. We made a ton of money. Thank you.
Yeah. Woo! Awesome.
We're going to do it every Wednesday. David Hernandez, I think Big Red, $1.50. Donkey Teeth.
Big Fildo with $100.
Big fucking Fildo. That's a pimp right
there. Hierarchy with $100.
Thank you, guys. I'm going to give you some relaxing music to enjoy on the way out.
Thank you.
Ashley, congratulations.
Thank you. Awesome. Thanks Lummy, for having me, too.
Lummy, good job, even though you fucked up.
I don't know if it's red or pink or fucking blue. I don't know which one it is.
And at the end, it came out as a girl. Oh, my God, you're having a daughter.
Oh, no, we're really having a son. Well, what the fuck?
Guys.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.